Hey guys, I really like, you guys know me. I like geeky stuff. I like comic books.
What?
Oh yeah, movies, pop culture stuff, video games.
Not what? You.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Say it ain't so.
I know, but you know what the problem I have? I have a problem finding out how to get this stuff. Maybe like on a regular monthly basis, maybe?
If only there was some sort of...
like a service or
like
something.
Like a monthly subscription box.
Yeah.
That would fuel your geek needs.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's a good word to use.
I got $1 million idea, guys.
What's that?
Thanks.
That's a monthly subscription box called Geek Fuel.
What?
And where would you get that at?
Geekfuel.com/all of my issues.
Yes.
All right. Well, my mind is blown right now. So
I'll give you $3 off.
$3
right now.
Whoa! You are blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, keep it up.
I don't know what to say. My world is upside down.
You had me at $3 off.
Yeah.
You had me at Geek Fuel.
At Geek Fuel, monthly subscription box full of awesome.
Buy it now.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 30, we talk about a little bit of everything. There's a lot of stuff going on. So in this episode, we talk about comic books, movies, TVs, all the stuff that's happening right now, some trailers. It's pretty exciting. So let's get started.
I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, and today we are going to talk about...
everything!
Everything! There is so much stuff going on. We had to create a list, and it's a rather large list, and Sam is the keeper of the list.
I am the keeper of the list.
All right. So, what's the first thing we want to talk about?
You know what? Let's start off with the Justice League trailer.
Justice League trailer. What are you guys' thoughts? I
enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have to say I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
I think Aquaman is going to take the show.
I think so too. Yeah.
he is way overdue.
Yes, exactly. And you know, Aquaman deserves a little bit of love. He's been really, you know, kind of taking it kind of hard, I guess, over the years.
Whoa.
I mean,
I guess.
Maybe that's just fan fiction. I don't know. Yeah. I've been reading the wrong comics, I guess.
Well, blow me down.
He has kind of been like a pirate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He has had a hook and
semen.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Well, this is taking a terrible turn already.
I know.
Man.
Can't even talk about Aquaman. Is there nothing holy? Yeah. Sacred.
All kinds of
there's a lot of humor.
Yeah, it is. And that's something it needed.
Yes. And Batman admitting that his superpower is money.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a nice touch. And, hopefully it's as good as the first impression that we're getting from the trailer.
Yeah. Hopefully it's every bit as good as the Martha scene from Batman v Superman. Because we can go not one podcast without mentioning it.
Oh, man. Maybe Aquaman's mom's name's Martha.
Maybe.
It's a group of Marthas. Maybe they're gonna they have like some sort of
the League of Marthas.
The League of Marthas.
Black Martha.
Black Martha.
Black Manta's mom.
Black Martha.
Black Martha. Wow. So yeah, Justice League. I guess it looks promising.
It does.
Yeah.
So how do you guys think? Because I'm assuming the villain is Darkseid. It's Wolfen.
Yeah.
Wolfenstepp, right? He's the bad guy.
Steppenwolf. Yeah. Right? It is Steppenwolf, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I always wonder if it's that 80s hard rock band. Yeah. Or if it's...
80s.
Isn't it 80s? No, 70s.
Right? I think, yeah, maybe late 60s.
Late 60s? Really?
If maybe early 70s. Born to be Wild?
Born
to be,
yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah.
That's old.
That is pretty old, huh?
Yeah.
So... Wouldn't it be... That would be a real big twist if it was them.
Being, truly, know, yes.
It would be unexpected.
Come out of the boob tube. Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow.
You'd be like, what is going on? I would probably watch that, though. Honestly.
Well, prominent from 1968 to 1972.
Oh, so there you go. We're both right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. I was... Initially wrong, I guess.
Well, you worked your way to right. That's all that matters.
That's right. The, but I mean, there's definitely parademons. We saw parademons in the trailer. So.
Well, we saw. We see those in the
flashpoint
that they randomly threw in the middle of.
In that mess known as Batman v Superman. Oh, okay.
the look on your face
every time. I'm trying to actually numb him to this by bringing it up every podcast. It doesn't seem to be working.
No, it's like
maybe I need to give the scab
flashbacks.
Time to heal.
Yeah.
Instead of picking at it every single time.
I mean, you know, I thought I'd finally recover from Batman and Robin.
Oh.
Isn't that the one with the George Clooney one?
Yeah, that's the bat nipples.
And the credit card.
Yeah, nipples and the credit card. Oh. That one was bad, too, but Batman v Superman, just takes it to a whole other level of bad.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Don't you think so?
No. There is no other level than Joel Schumacher, Schumacher is oh.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I think Arnold...
It's bad. Arnold, I liked Arnold's performance.
Well, okay, you liked one person's performance in a cast of thousands.
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah. That's a...
And Bane, the...
But that was just a horrible thing, too.
That is horrible.
Bane in there. Yeah, maybe, you know...
But I think with Batman versus Superman, I think we all thought that they learned their lesson because, you know, you had Man of Steel before. Like, okay, maybe they kind of learned their lesson from Batman and Robin.
I stand by the fact it's not as bad as you guys think.
Yeah. You know what?
You have a high level of disappointment.
Yeah, just of the one thing, really. Because most of the other movie, I don't have too much of a problem with. It's just that last thing with the Marthas is just, that's the thing that's just like, I'm like, what? Like that was like, you know, there should have been so many other times while they were fighting that they should have stopped, and then you know, that being the big reveal is just, that is just like the most...
See,
I'm kind of hoping jumping ahead in the Nightwing movie that the Joker will be fighting Nightwing, and Nightwing will be like, I have to go back to my Harley. And Joker will be like, why would you say that name?
That would be awesome. I look forward to a Nightwing movie, though. I think even though we kind of talked a little bit off the record or off the mic, I guess.
our dark issues.
Our dark issues, yes. After Hours, all my issues after Hours.
Makes us sound like Nazis. Yeah. Ku Klux Klan people. We have dark issues.
We have dark issues.
I think we just did that!
Because you're racist, Sam.
We're from Ku Klux Klan to Nazis. I'm like, what is happening? Poor Nightwing?
Yeah.
My parents were killed, dude.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not a Nazi.
The thing is, I guess they're talking about building a Bat universe as opposed to just like a whole DC universe. I don't know. We might be skipping a little bit ahead to the list.
That's fine.
But it seems like a good segue, right?
We talked enough about the Justice League. Yeah. Let's keep DC going.
Yeah, racist Batman characters or whatever. that they're talking about building a, you know, a Bat universe. And I have mixed feelings about it. I think, you know, I want to see a Nightwing movie.
Okay. Now,
because I like the character Nightwing. I've always have kind of liked the character.
Do you like Dick?
I do. I'm quite fond of Grayson. Yeah. Of Richard Grayson.
So do you think they have to basically establish Nightwing, or they're just going to go by everyone already knows who Nightwing is? And
I think they... I think
if you have any origin in there whatsoever, it just barely touches on the that he was Robin.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they'd start something in the beginning of the movie where he leaves Batman and it's like, I'm done with it. Dressed as Robin. He leaves Batman and then he comes back later. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
That could be.
But, yeah.
I'll tell you what they're doing right. Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do agree with that because him doing Batgirl, I can't imagine a better director for...
I can't imagine a better fit for a Batgirl movie.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's...
Some of us might not agree.
I really don't have any interest in a Batgirl movie.
Sexist.
No, I mean it's just basically... It's
sexist and racist.
It's basically Buffy with a cape.
But we like Buffy.
I know, yeah, I understand but it's kind of like drawing from the...
She's not going to fight vampires.
What? From the same well. So you're saying all strong, empowered females are the same, Sam? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying Josh
You're saying
Whedon.
There's no difference between Buffy and, I don't know.
A cow wearing Batgirl? Cow?
Yeah. Wearing? Like Gloria Steinem and Buffy are the same person, people?
What?
I'm trying to
understand, because, you know, Batgirl's, Barbara Gordon as Batgirl is kind of like, okay, she has this, like, basic history, but it's basically either with Nightwing or with Batman. Now, if you were talking about Batwoman, that's a different dynamic. Now, if you were doing
I wonder if they're going to do something with that, maybe make it more Batwoman than Batgirl, even though they're calling the movie Batgirl. Well, because I know it's a totally different character.
Yeah, they're totally different characters, and like Batwoman actually deals with even more supernatural things than actual like street thug criminals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So truly more like a Buffy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's like I guess
you too, Rick.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, so that way would be more interesting than, hey, I'm Barbara Gordon. I'm Commissioner Gordon's daughter, and I.
But
like,
let's just talk. I'm gonna flash back to where we were talking about secondary characters, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't one of your favorite episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer where Xander,
yes,
was off doing something apart from the rest of the universe, doing his own thing and saving the world?
Yes.
Why can't we enjoy that same thing from Batgirl?
No, I think we can. The mixed feelings I have is not so much that they're making a Batgirl movie. I want them to make as many superhero movies as they could. Like, I would, like, even if they could do, like, a, you know, if DC could put out a Blue Beetle or Plastic Man movie, that would be pretty cool. What sucks, I think, is that it just seems like they're getting off with such a shaky start with, like, so many of their main characters.
Well, this might just be them hedging their bets, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're making money. Like, it's not like any of these are financial flops. People are still going to see them.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I guess my problem is what Batgirl doesn't really have a rogue gallery. Like, at least Robin / Nightwing, even the other two, three Robins have some sort of other villains that's purely a Robin / Nightwing villain. And I'm trying to understand what is Batgirl's villains who are not associated with Batman.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Well, why can't you have some of those?
Yeah. Maybe connect them together anyways. I mean, because if they are trying to create, like, a connected universe, I can see them maybe even having some Batman
or
Batgirl,
use one of the minor ones that they're probably not going to use. Firefly. Or the pig dude that's probably never going to see. The pig butcher guy. Pigface, I forget his name.
I don't remember his name either.
I don't know either. You know what, though? I think a good Batman villain would be...
Don't say Clayface.
No, not Clayface. The serial killer Zazu.
Zaz. Yes. He's Zaz. On Gotham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have him on. Well,
I'd rather see him
on Batgirl. Yeah, I would too.
That would be.
I like his character on Gotham though. I mean,
right. So, and that's another thing. It's like you have Gotham and you got the Batman movies.
Yeah, so Gotham is just completely so off the wall.
Yeah, and now it's like just seems like now they're like
now there's a clone of Bruce Wayne from what
I
understand.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they're just doing whatever now.
Yeah,
just to see what happens, and it's interesting and it's kind of fun watching it crash.
Yeah,
and burn
it's the train wreck. That you can't help but look away.
Exactly, yeah,
It just so happens that the victims are all of Gotham.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But it looks like they're going to actually get into the point where Bruce starts becoming, like, mini Batman. Like, he looks like he's...
Batmite?
Yeah. Or he was Batmite. Batman Jr., maybe? where he's actually starting to fight crime and stuff like that.
Bat boy.
Yeah.
Why hasn't there been a Bat Boy?
There's every major league game. There is one.
Oh, wow. Oh man. We just became a sports podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think that's my only kind of concern. Is it's like about. Batgirl.
I think you get the right writer, and the right writer can make that character very interesting. Maybe the only reason that she's such a secondary character is that no one's taken the time to fully explore what she could be, and I think you can get that from Joss Whedon, who knows how to tell a story, especially when he's good at cast ensembles, but he's very good at the individual characters within a cast.
Yeah.
So...
Do you think, it's a movie, I thought it was going to kind of be a series, if it'll ever, like, get to the point where she becomes Oracle?
I would think they're probably not going to go that route, maybe.
I think they could, but you'd be more likely to see that if it were going to be a television show. And even then, I don't know.
Yeah. I would kind of like to see Joss Whedon take on, like, a Batgirl TV show, even. Just because I think that's where... Like, I like his movies. Like, he did an awesome job with Avengers and all that kind of stuff. But, like, when he does, like, a long story arc, it's just really...
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Because he can play with the characters, really delve into
He puts them. Little things in episodes that become big things 7 episodes later.
Exactly.
And you don't... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's great. He's a really great storyteller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... going on with the Bat Universe, kind of.
We did a little mixed and matched our topics there.
Oh, keeper of the topics. What is our next subject matter?
Well, we'll keep it with DC.
Oh,
The latest of Flash. I think Flash is coming back next week.
Probably, if not then the week after.
The week after.
Because it gets towards the end of the season, and May is when advertisers make their decisions, so I'm guessing they're kind of holding things off so it'll finish off in May.
Yeah.
For the last few episodes of the season.
It's been really good this season.
Yeah.
This has probably been my favorite season
so far. Time for blind conjecture.
Uh-oh.
Who is Savitar?
I don't know.
A lot of different theories.
I think the one was it's Barry turned bad or something like that.
Barry in the future.
Yeah.
Well, I think the theory is at the end, towards the end of when he was running with Zoom, Barry split himself into two.
Oh.
And one of them ran until he almost Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Yeah.
In the Crisis on Infinite Earth, he became one with the Speed Force, and that. Savitar has been trapped in the Speed Force.
But he told Barry that he trapped him in the Speed Force, that he literally put him there. So maybe.
And every time he talks to him, when he asks, "Who are you?" he says, "I am the future Flash."
Oh, okay. You have made a very valid point here. I'm kind of interested to see how this
unravels. I've said all that, and it probably will end up being Draco Malfoy or something. You know,
it's Wally's kids.
You're like,
it's one of the twins.
Or it'll be the moment they completely jump the shark and it will be Iris.
Yeah,
you're like, what? I have the Speed Force too now.
Like, oh my god, everybody has the Speed Force. I like that they built like a collection of speedsters
The
show too. I like that.
Why no Impulse?
I don't know. That is kind of interesting. Maybe next season?
That'd possibly be the next season.
Yeah.
They don't want to jump the shark too quickly.
Yeah.
But they can always go back in time. Yeah.
They always go back in time.
That's true. The man shark.
The man shark.
Yeah. All right. So Flash, yeah.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah.
Quick thing of Flash.
I don't know.
Well, let's go hit some trailers here.
Trailers.
All right.
In the Marvel Universe, the Thor teaser trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm
all right, I've got three dad jokes related to this.
Oh, all right.
I got to get these out of the way.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows, you know, we have our website, allmyissues.com, and I got on, and I saw that there was a Thor trailer, and so I looked, and I checked, and I figure, oh, the other guys are at work. I'm just going to write this up real quick because there's nothing on the site. And I get distracted a little bit and I write and I publish it and I realize that like 5 minutes before I published it, Rick had already published one. So I erased mine. So I want to get these puns out of the way. First off, that trailer looks hella good.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh my, yes.
Second.
All
right. It looks like it's as Guardians of the Galaxy.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, yeah.
When he's hanging from the chain at the beginning and like, oh, you're probably asking yourself, it felt like Ferris Bueller meets Saved by the Bell. So from this point forward, I'm calling him Zach Thoris.
Oh, man.
Told you. Terrible dad jokes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you got to appreciate the dad jokes.
I'm walking away right now.
Oh, man.
We're a duo now.
You have to change the intro, everything. Yeah. No, I'm pretty excited about this story.
Oh, it looked good.
Doesn't it look good? I was like, man.
Cate Blanchett looks so sweet.
Wow. Yeah. And we see Mjolnir being destroyed, and
yeah,
I was promised Midgard serpents, and I don't see any Midgard serpents.
Yeah, maybe in the end or something. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you could. There's some dirty Midgard serpent joke somewhere in there, but just let me let me get away from that right now. them using Led Zeppelin.
Oh man,
it's perfect.
Every trailer should have the immigrant song.
Oh my gosh, I know. I was like, why haven't they used that in any other Thor trailers?
I don't know. I don't know how much that costs, but it was worth every penny.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
And the font with the lettering, the like
the 80s. Old 80s WordPress lettering.
Yeah, right. Oh man.
A coworker of mine was like, dude, did you see that trailer? I was like, yeah, it was great. He's like, the font. Did you see the font?
No, it's everything about it. I'm kind of curious. So what do you got? What are your guys' thoughts here? He's going to get the hammer back at the end, you think?
I think he's going to get the sword. Because right now I think he's dealing with the sword because Linda has the hammer. And so I think he's more going to deal with the sword in this movie.
Okay.
But I think
at the end of the movie that Odin will come back.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Literally the god out of the machine.
Yeah. I can kind of see Odin maybe reforming the hammer possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
or maybe hold out hopes. All hope is lost, and he's rescued by an alien being with a horse skull head.
What? Dude, what if Beta Ray... I mean, they could totally do it. They could totally do it. I mean, they're in space.
They've gone cosmic now.
Right? Exactly. So, I mean, it's... The door's open.
If they're ever going to do it, now is the time.
A horse-headed guy just needs to walk through that door.
So
that would be... Dude, that would be...
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Odin presents the hammer for the person who's worthy.
Yeah.
And randomly, Beta Ray Bill goes and walks over and picks it up.
Oh, my God.
And hands it to him. Maybe he's one of the captures in the arena.
Yeah.
Dude. That's... Yeah. Oh, man. I'm even more excited about it. I don't even know what's going on.
I've got a Beta Ray Bill boner right now. Beta Ray boner.
Beta Ray boner.
But, when I was watching the trailer, I think I had more of an excitement for this Thor movie than I did for the previous two.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
Looks a lot more funny. The second one was pretty funny, and the first one had moments of funny, but this looks like they've embraced the fact that Chris Hemsworth is a funny guy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because, I mean, just even, like, all the little, like, Thor shorts that they've released over the past few months and stuff like that.
Thor shorts.
I know, man.
Who wears Thor shorts?
We wear Thor shorts.
I just want it known that I was no part of that scene. For once, I'm the classy one.
Oh, man. But no, he's hilarious in those.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah. So, and I think you're right. They've embraced that. And
I didn't really plan on thinking about Beta Ray Bill before now, but now I'm going to be disappointed if I don't get
I know.
I want my money back.
Like, we've created this whole plot in our minds now of how this is going to work.
I think they should just go goofy. Like, not like full goofy, but for a brief instance, just play with the, turn him to a frog for a second.
Yeah, why not?
And then once he gets turned back to human, Silver Surfer just comes by and knocks him. runs him over. He's like, oop, my
bad. Oh, man. If only they had that character.
Yeah. I'm interested how they're going to have the Hulk get there.
I'm interested in that, too. Yeah. And I think it's cool that, the whole movie just looks awesome.
The fact that they didn't bury that indicates to me that they have something really special planned as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because... Yeah. It feels like that's something that you don't show in the first trailer.
Right. Especially the one labeled as the teaser trailer.
Right.
And just even Thor comes out, sees Hulk. It's like, yeah! I work with him! That's total hinting at all
Jeff Goldblum?
Is
he the Game Master?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too, yeah.
Captain, the Game Master.
Yeah.
He looks like he has the same stylist as Benicio Del Toro.
He does, he does. Yeah, I think you're right. As the collector.
Life always finds a way.
That was good.
I would like it if they decide not to fight, and he just goes, well, that is a big pile of shit.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. Starts talking about tiny little imperfections.
You see this water?
Oh, man. But yeah, no, that Thor trailer looks so much better than I thought it was.
Or if he just refers to himself as the third person, what is it, Grumblefly?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the name?
I forget. Yeah. But yeah, that's my hopes are, that trailer has got my expectations so high, especially now that the Beta Ray Bill talks is right. I'm excited about that movie. Yeah. So, I don't know. What else we got there?
Well, we got the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
That trailer, awesome
too. It is. My only complaint, it feels like it gives away a little too much of the plot. I would have liked a little less plot.
Because it kind of like, you get the impression from the trailer that at some point Tony Stark's going to take away his costume.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, why reveal that in the trailer?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So that makes me think that, okay, he's probably going to fight the Vulture at the end, probably without his costume, I'm thinking,
Or be the Scarlet Spider costume with the...
It looks like the Scarlet Spider with a hoodie or whatever.
Yeah.
Which... And where does the Shocker fit in all this? And that sounds really dirty now that I said it out loud. The Shocker. but
Shocker!
Yeah, what? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was kind of surprised too that they, because I don't think they really revealed until that trailer came out that the Shocker was going to be in the movie, I don't think, did they?
I don't know. And they didn't. They announced who the actor was.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm.
But it just looks so good though.
Well, I think Michael Keaton, for me, seeing him as the Vulture, it was kind of like, that's what's making me actually being interested in this movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He looks great. I want to see Tom Holland in a full movie of Spider-Man for sure. Yeah. But the movies are usually only as good as the villain.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton's awesome. A pretty amazing person.
Yeah,
in general.
He is. Yeah. Yeah. Kent State alumni, Michael Keaton.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
Yeah.
I went there.
But is it just me, or does it feel like Spider-Man always has his, mask off in this movie? Like you walk around a lot without your mask on.
That's my biggest pet peeve about the Spider-Man movies is the amount of time he spends without his mask. But I didn't see a whole lot of him. A whole lot of him in the trailer without the mask on where he was actually doing anything.
Yeah, this is the one point when he's crawling in his room or whatever. And
stomach's growling.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the fact that, hey, I'm standing outside and the train's going past and, I just got my mask off, but I'm wearing my Spider-Man outfit.
Especially in the world of cell phone cameras. Right. It seems like that might be not the brightest move.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it because it looks like it's going to be the best adaptation of Spider-Man that we've seen yet.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm hoping.
You're hoping.
You're looking doubtful, Sam. Spider-Man 2 is really good.
Spider-Man 2 is a great movie, don't get me wrong, but Tobey Maguire is like 47 years old and playing a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
He was 37 in the first movie playing a 17-year-old in high school, so... Yeah, it just.
But we didn't care.
No, we didn't. But now I got a kid who's actually 20 or whatever playing the 16-year-old, and he's got a baby face, and so we'll go from there. But he talks with a New York accent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. None of the rest of them did. It didn't make any sense in hindsight. Never bothered me at the time.
No, exactly. I will totally agree with you there, too. Because I never thought of, I guess he doesn't have a New York accent and any other...
I never even... pictured Spider-Man with a New York
But it makes
actor.
Sense that he should have.
Yeah,
he's... Because even in the cartoon, he's never had any type of accent like that.
No, he sounds like he's from Iowa.
Yeah.
So...
I'm excited about it. Though.
I'm excited for Marissa Tomei as Hot Aunt May.
Oh,
right.
I'm glad that is
It kind of hurts though to think that she's going to be Aunt May. She shouldn't, Not that I love Marissa Tomei, but that's also, that I'm that old to where she can play Aunt May now. That makes me.
That's where you're going with that.
That's where
I was like, why? Because Uncle Ben's gone. I'm sure.
Yeah.
She can't hold that candle forever.
But it's just like oh man, I guess I'm not probably that old now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Those kind of things come up all the time now at this point.
Yeah.
People playing grandparents. Bands that from high school that are making in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No. I was like, what? Okay. Yeah. That's
We digress.
Yes, we do. It's one of our issues.
Next up, Nickelback.
I call Nickelback.
Keeper of the Great Topics.
Yes.
What shall we talk about next?
We're going to talk about the Guardians.
Yes.
Yes.
We got 17 days or something like that now.
Oh my god,
I can't wait to go see.
Yeah. So while we're talking Guardians, let's talk about the fact that James Gunn's doing at least one more. Doing a full Marvel trilogy. Other than Sam Raimi, has there been another Marvel trilogy with the same director?
You know what? That's a good point. I don't think so. Yeah.
And at any point in time, is Star-Lord going to do emo dance?
Ooh.
Man. It would fit the character. I wouldn't even care.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think the Russo brother. Oh no.
They didn't do the first captain.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing the two. They're going to do more movies than three. But
right.
Yeah.
They didn't do the first captain. I don't think.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Very good point.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the movie though.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks great.
It does.
Did you see the picture that they released from the behind the scenes on the set? And it said Generation Gaps, and it's like every member of the Guardians of the Galaxy sitting in their chairs playing on their phones, and Kurt Russell's sitting there with his head back asleep.
That's awesome. No, I didn't see that. That's fantastic. Oh, man. Yeah, that movie's good. And what we have, how many after...
They're saying five.
Five.
I mean, unless they're playing with us. Five post-credit scenes.
Yeah, five. I don't know what I'm more excited about, to see what the five post-credit scenes are, or just to see, you know, the movie. I mean, obviously I want to see all of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. And probably after any post-credit scene that's there, I'm thinking it's got to be Infinity War related, maybe.
Well, maybe.
It's got to be.
Got to be, right? Yeah.
Was that? Or while we're speaking Infinity War,
yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah, did you hear this? Yes, $1 billion.
They're shooting both movies at once.
Yeah,
and the budget is $1 billion.
Wow,
$1 billion.
I would like to be part of that,
right?
Yeah,
because the highest budgeted movie before that was like $385 million. I think.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, so $500 million. For the first Infinity War, $500 million for the second one.
And they're just going to do...
$1 billion total.
So they're just going to already do the whole... both movies all at the same time.
Yeah.
Which, you might as well. Smart.
Yeah.
While you're there, yeah.
Yeah.
Though, you know, you figure... They replaced War Machine because of how much money he would make. The original actor playing the role.
Yeah.
But they couldn't do that with Robert Downey Jr. But he gets, like, percentage of the...
of the sales. Of,
yeah, not even not even the gross. I think it's the net. So, like, he got paid, I forget, I think they said $50 million for the first Avengers or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Something ridiculous.
Man, but, $1 billion.
$1 billion.
That is just unfathomable to me. I mean, a lot of that has to be the actors and stuff, and, you know...
That's a lot of actors. I mean, that's Guardians, Avengers. Yeah.
You figure a lot of big names.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch is probably there too.
Sure.
You know,
maybe they might throw some Luke Cage and some Jessica Jones. Like,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
They're going to be a little a little too local.
Yeah.
They're not so much the grand scale.
They're going to be busy defending.
Right, well, that is true. They're going to be defending. But maybe they're, you know, all of a sudden they come to Earth, like, they're most
make
of the stuff...
Make a cameo, maybe.
Yeah,
make a cameo while, like, what's going on in space? And
it would be nice to see all those universes, connected a little bit more.
Yeah.
But,
Hugh Jackman himself shows up.
Oh, man.
Just drinking a beer. He didn't even have to bring out his claw. Yeah, just drinking a beer, just looking.
Smoking a cigar. They don't have to say he's playing Wolverine.
Seriously. You know? Just smoking a cigar, drinking a beer. Yeah.
Wearing a hat.
Wearing a hat.
Like, yeah.
Hey, bub. And that's it.
Yeah.
No, even have, like, Thanos walk past him or whatever and just be like, move, and him going, fuck off, or whatever.
And then
Thanos just keeps walking.
that would be fantastic. Oh, man. And I guess speaking of Thanos,
yes. Josh Brolin is going to be playing Cable in the next Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
That was Thanos is Cable.
Yeah.
Cable is Thanos. I feel like I'm Finkel's Einhorn from Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
I'm cool with it.
It wasn't my first choice or my second choice.
Yeah. I can see it, though.
I can't see him as
Cable. You can't
Cable.
See him? No?
No. I think... I
mean, he'll always be Jonah Hex to me.
Yeah, right?
That's true. That's true. It's kind of like,
like, I can see him
at... Wow, so that means he's been three different comic characters now.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he's been DC, Marvel, twice, but for two different
studios.
Oh, wait a minute. Also, Sin City. He was in...
That's right.
A Dame to Kill For.
That's right, he was.
Yeah.
For...
Yeah.
Or Die
Hard. Wow. Is that unprecedented? I don't think anybody else has done that.
Chris Evans was the movie Push. That's based off a comic book.
Oh, is
The
it really?
Losers is based off a DC comic book.
He's in The Losers?
Yeah, he's in The Losers.
Oh, wait. For Chris Evans, Captain America.
Captain America.
Johnny Storm. Snowpiercer is based on a comic book.
Oh, yeah. Is it really? See, I didn't know
Chris Evans has the record.
Okay. Hands off to, or hats off to...
To
Chris Evans on. Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't realize that The Losers was a comic. That,
yeah.
Until like.
So I was gonna say too. Ryan Reynolds probably has a lot too, but no, not as many as. Chris
Evans. And one character is technically the same character, just two different versions of the same character.
Yeah. But he was in Blade too.
Yeah.
Blade. Which
three.
One was it? Three.
Trinity. Yep.
Yet. Hannibal King. Yeah. I want to see them do something with the Blade.
Bring it back.
IP now that they have Marvel has that too.
Okay.
That would make a cool Netflix show, I think.
You know what would be a cool Netflix show to feature Blade? Morbius the Living Vampire.
Oh, that would be really good.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
That would be really good.
They had back
introduce
in...
him the way you like the Punisher and Daredevil and then give him his own show.
That would be I'm
and actually,
I watch
that
it.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
Make the Blade show and introduce Morbius,
that would be good.
They had a, it was like I think in the early 2000s.
They had that TV show.
With rapper Sticky Fingers as Blade.
It was okay.
It was not bad.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
It was okay. It was like, all
right. It's not as good as the movies, but
yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. They didn't even try to change anything from the movies to the TV show. It was like, you know, same costume, same...
Right.
Just the,
he just walked out
just
of
not
Trinity
Wesley Snipes.
And like, I'm sticking fingers. I'm Blade now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how that went. But, I just, for some reason, I don't know how I feel about Josh Brolin being Cable.
I'm so tired of your naysaying, Sam. Everything that today has been naysaying.
Well, you know what? Someone, I can't just agree about everything.
Why? We do.
We gotta make a stand.
Except Batman versus Superman.
that's it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of his comedic timing.
He has to be the straight man, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, at a certain point, like being the straight man, there's got to be some sort of, I don't know.
I tell you, I'm more into him as Cable than I am into him as Thanos.
I can see that.
He's not impressed me so far as Thanos in the four lines he said.
Because Thanos has a lot more, based on like the comics that I read and even like just the animated series. Thanos has more personality than Darkseid. Because Darkseid is just basically straightforward and, you know, evil. Thanos, at least, at times, will have some sort of sense of humor.
Yeah, and there seems to be, like, a depth
to Thanos.
More.
So I can understand. Maybe I can see him more as Cable than Thanos. Maybe that's where my problem is.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to watch both of
them. I'll wait and see.
Oh, come on. Opening night, you're going to watch Deadpool 2.
I'll watch it before that if I can figure out a way.
Oh, you mean the special screenings.
Yeah.
The special screenings.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Marvel Universe.
All right, another segue.
We're good at these.
Yeah.
We got the Cloak and Dagger coming to Freeform.
Yeah, we just saw that trailer right before we started recording.
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on it so far?
I have mixed feelings.
Yeah?
First off, my stomach is growling a lot right now.
I don't think we're picking it up.
Okay, good.
Or not. I don't know. It's coming across as something totally different, probably.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are those guys eating?
It feels very teen-centric to me. Very. It feels very much like we're about to watch
Gilmore Girls or something. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Is Gilmore Girls? Far. Yeah, is that like a teen-centric? I don't even know.
I don't. Sam? I don't think so.
Maybe it's maybe more like.
What about Batman versus Gilmore Girls? I'm sorry, Batman v Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
I would enjoy that tremendously. Long ago, the Superman versus Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Tell Rory, I said, why did you say that name? Who are me? I don't know. I don't have any complaints about it, but it does seem like it's going to be... I mean, it's on the station that used to be ABC Family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably going to be marketed that way. I was surprised to even see a trailer this far. I didn't even know they started filming.
I
was, too.
That's what kind of, like, threw me. I was like, holy crap, this is coming out already. Because it's not set for, what, 2018, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing the characters as an adult for the first time, I don't know if that costume from the comic book is appropriate for a teen to wear.
Yeah. I had
never crossed my mind when I was reading it.
No.
But
it appears to defy gravity.
It does. Yeah. I don't think they'll have her wear it, but I hope they don't. It's the first time I don't want to see the costume.
Yeah.
But I'm anxious to see how they do the cloak effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be cool. I could see that. Like, done right.
Yes.
That could be awesome.
I get a very much a Forbidden Love feel.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, to be like they're running away like together.
Yeah.
I don't see any mention of the experimental drugs or anything like that.
No, it looks like Roxxon Corp is somehow involved because there's a sign.
Yeah.
In the I don't. And
he rescues her as a kid.
Yeah.
And when they touch, something weird happens. So I don't know. I don't know where they're going yet.
Yeah.
But what a world we live in that we're having this conversation at all.
Right about Cloak and Dagger. Right. Like if there was any comic book I ever thought would be turned into a. Some kind of
I was really hoping it would actually be in the movie featuring Dabney Coleman and Henry Thomas, a remake.
Have you
not seen that movie?
You never seen that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's fantastic! It's totally inappropriate for children of all ages.
It is. You know what? Like my memories of it were like, oh, I don't think this was a good kids movie. I started watching it with Wes, with my son.
Yeah.
And I'm like. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't watch this.
I haven't.
Oh, wait a minute. The actual Cloak and Dagger movie?
Yeah.
With an exploding plane. Yes.
Where it's a role playing game and it's.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Invisible friend flat out encourages him to murder someone.
Right.
And he does.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What?
And at some point, people react to his invisible friend. Yeah. There's some weird stuff going on in there. However, love that movie as a kid.
I
do.
Yeah. I know. That's. Man, we watched some crazy stuff as kids, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's really weird. Like I can't even imagine him making that movie today.
How did this just happen?
Yeah.
But that movie works so well if you think that it's the origin story of the narrator from Fight Club.
Oh man. I can kind of see that.
With his penchant for invisible friends.
Oh man. That is crazy. I kind of want to rewatch it now. Because now it's going to be what? Huh.
In War Games is the beginning of The Matrix and Terminator.
Yeah.
Could be.
That could be. Wow. I've heard... This was a while back that they were going to do a remake of War Games.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's...
I think we're watching
Plank
out right now.
Right, might be. Yeah.
In
that's
Pyongyang.
Yeah. Oh, man. Or just like a prelude to the game Fallout.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. little did we know.
Little did we know.
So Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
We just all of a sudden all got depressed. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have something that will brighten our day. Squirrel Girl!
Squirrel Girl! Yay! Yeah. I mean, there's not much to know about this. I think they have an actress or an actor cast for the role of Squirrel Girl, I believe, right? What
confuses me is, why is Squirrel Girl in the New Warriors?
That's the one thing that's a little bit strange to me, too.
Yeah, she never was. She was always in the Great Lake Avengers.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how they're going to do that, or who else is going to be considered New Warriors.
Are they
going to
have, you know...
Oh, man, can you imagine? They do
Speedball. Oh, yeah. That would be great.
That would be great. I agree.
Just like, is this show that there be? Are three grown ass men right here saying, "Oh, I would love to see Speedball in a movie," yeah. And we're not talking about a mixture of heroin and cocaine.
I know, right? Oh, wow. Yes. Is it now? It's going to be called Squirrel Girl and the New Warriors. I mean, Avengers, New Warriors, or is it just going to be called the New Warriors?
I don't know.
Or just called Squirrel Girl.
I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, because.
You know what's kind of weird about Squirrel Girl?
I hope the Night Thrasher's in it.
I hope so too. That would be cool. That would be cool.
But the one of the weird things in like the Squirrel Girl mythology or whatever.
Yeah.
Her and Wolverine hooked up.
What?
Yeah. If you there's an issue in New Avengers where Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are interviewing people to be their child's nanny. And Squirrel Girl comes and, you know, she gets the job. And so she's walking through the Avengers mansion and Wolverine's sitting at the table. And she's like, "Hi." And he's like, "Hey." And they have like kind of weird exchange. It's like, I didn't know you was here. And he's like, "Oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're cool." It's like, okay. I mean, you know. Everything with us, yeah, we're cool. And it's kind of like, it's like the weirdest exchange, because it's like Squirrel Girl is probably, what I'm saying, maybe just in college or
not very old.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, Wolverine,
in Wolverine's defense, the people his age are dead.
I understand that. But it's kind of, I always had the impression.
It's the same problem I have with Twilight. I realize the hypocrisy to say anything else.
Yeah. I'm just like, aren't you in high school?
Seems a little odd.
Well, if I were a superhero, I'm just saying that I would set the limit. Anyone with girl in the name indicates probably too young.
Yeah.
You have to give me Spider Woman, right?
But
Squirrel Woman.
Squirrel Woman. Yeah, okay.
That seems fair.
The X Men. Wait, wait. Oh.
Oh, man.
So Squirrel Girl is going to be exciting. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, all right.
Times where the
oh my!
And then just
Squirrel Girl,
yay!
All right, exciting news. It's still in Marvel, but in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Man, that trailer, dude. I wasn't expecting it when
just
it dropped.
Just breathe. They might as well have been talking to me.
Yeah. Right. I know. I was like, oh.
Oh, thanks for the reminder, Luke Skywalker. Yeah. I do need to breathe.
Right. Oh, man. There's so much going on in that trailer, yet I don't know anything that's happening. But I want to know so badly, and it just looks absolutely crazy and awesome.
All right. Time for Let's Go Wild speculation.
Okay.
I feel that they're giving you false impressions with the teaser trailer. I feel like it's time for the Jedi to end is the equivalent of Yoda saying you're too young to train or too old to train. But eventually he will teach her. But I don't think he's going to teach her the normal ways of the Jedi. I think, this is reading a lot into things.
Yeah.
But they released that movie poster. Her holding up the lightsaber that goes up the full side, and on one side you have half of Luke's face, the other side you have Kylo Ren's. If you look, the lightsaber turns from blue to red at the top.
Yes, yeah.
So I feel like they might be doing kind of like with Mace Windu. They created that backstory where he had a purple lightsaber because he had learned portions of the dark side of the Force as well. Oh. So he had a mixture of the blue and the red lightsabers.
So that's why I didn't realize that was the backstory as to why Mace Windu had the
blue. I don't know if it's still canon, because hard to tell what's canon anymore.
Yeah, because I'd always heard that Samuel Jackson just wanted the purple lightsaber so he could see him. He knew which one he was.
Yeah, they created the backstory afterwards.
Okay, gotcha.
It also had bad words written on it.
Did you know that? Yes, I did. Yeah. I knew that one.
I think I did.
BMF.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. So anyway.
It's not a Jedi. I feel like they show all those books.
Yeah.
And it looks like it has a Jedi symbol on it. So I feel like we're seeing the Journal of the Wills.
Yeah, that's...
And if he's going back far enough and has found the oldest stuff in the in the galaxy about it, then maybe the Jedi used to be a different type of order.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is a promise to bring a balance to the Force, and maybe the balance isn't, hey, let's kill them all except for two on each side.
Yeah, yeah, I had read something as well. I can't remember exactly where I read this from, but... basically following up on what Luke Skywalker says about the Jedi having end, that by him saying that, you know, the Force constantly tries to balance itself out. If there were no Jedi, then there wouldn't be really any Sith.
Yeah.
So, in essence, if there were no Jedi...
Is it possible you read that on my Facebook page?
It's quite possible. I can't remember, maybe.
I was discussing it with one of my friends, and I think that's
And I'm like, I've read this somewhere. But I can't... That would be kind of interesting if they did that type of thing. I don't know. But I can't really see them doing the whole movie. Like, I can't see them taking that and running with it.
I don't know how they're going to do it. Yeah. That's the thing. But I have full faith in Rian Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm also... It looks like we're going to get the full New Jedi Temple destruction sequence, maybe.
Yeah. Because,
yeah.
That does look like that.
Yeah.
And either way, you know, seeing Rey running with her lightsaber, just seeing all the... I've watched the trailer I don't know how many times now.
Did you watch it on offmyissues.com?
I did.
Oh, nice.
Yes. That's where I first heard about it.
Exactly. offmyissues.com.
There you go.
Yeah, so I don't know. It looks really good. That's some really beautiful visuals of those ships going across the dirt and kicking up the red.
I didn't know what I was watching at first. That's what, you know, first one. Fantastic. And there's that really distant scene too with Rey and Luke
on the boat, on that island thing.
Yeah,
and the lightsaber board.
Yeah. Because I had to look really closely to see that when it was first happening. I'm like, what's happening there? And looks awesome.
While we're talking about that, we just get Celebration out of the way.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, some really interesting stuff coming out of Celebration. We got the fact that Rebels is ending with season 4.
Yes, yeah.
And we got a trailer for the Rebels.
Yeah, and that looks really interesting. I wonder what they're going to do.
I wonder what they're going to do. I feel it can't end good.
I can't imagine. Yeah, yeah. Because with everything... And they've done so much more with that show than I thought they would ever do.
Yeah.
And it's been so good. The Obi-Wan Darth Maul scene, we talked about this. And just how... Just awesome. Them bringing in all the characters. Oh, it's so good. So good.
And then they released a trailer for Battlefront 2. Video game, with a story mode. For the love of all that's holy, they included a story mode this time, just didn't make it all multiplayer. So thank you in advance, DICE Games and EA. And then
it's in the game.
It's in the game. But it looks really good. Yeah. It looks like it, and it spans all three generations, not just the one. So, I mean, in the preview, you could see that Darth Maul was about to fight Yoda. So
really, I have to go back and watch that then.
Yeah, there's lots of good things going on there. Mark Hamill did about an hour long tribute to Carrie Fisher. And it was very heartwarming. They had a Legends panel where Harrison Ford showed up for the first time.
What? Oh man!
Hayden Christensen showed up.
I heard that he was going to be there. Yeah, yeah.
And some dude got him to sign a jar of sand.
Oh, what? Really?
Someone paid $130 to have Hayden Christensen's autograph, a jar of sand.
Well, hey, you got the, you know.
I don't know. I think Hayden Christensen, I think he gets a bad rap.
Yeah, I think he probably does too.
I think he did probably the best he could with some of that dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. On paper, the dialogue might look okay, but when it's read aloud,
yeah,
some of that's pretty.
Harrison Ford said back in the original trilogy, "You can write it, but it doesn't mean I can say it."
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. Something that extent, yeah. Just doesn't come out the same.
Right, especially when you don't have chemistry with the other actor or actress.
Yeah. But, you know, I think I've said this before, though, too. Like, they're just in some of the visual scenes that they have in Star Wars, if they just didn't talk, like, especially in the prequels, like, there's the one sequence, I think, that's in episode 3 where they're just kind of showing all these things going on. Nobody's saying anything. And I'm like, man, this is the best part of the movie so far. Nobody's saying any dialogue.
Right.
That's like, because, you know. The cinematics
immediately cuts to. I always hated grass.
Yeah,
it's green and it stains my clothes and it gets everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh. Yeah. That would have been funny if just everywhere he went, he hated everything.
Yeah.
I always hate snow. It's cold. But again, not his fault.
Yeah.
Anything else at Celebration that was worth talking about? I watched. It was nice because they put the panels on their YouTube stations, sometimes live.
Okay. Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I haven't watched. The only things I've watched were the Star Wars Rebels trailer, which was awesome. Which got me more excited. I want to go back and watch more Rebels. And the new trailer for The Last Jedi. Yeah.
I felt so bad because somebody got up to ask the Emperor actor, Ian McDiarmid or whatever his name is, a question. And he's like, well, I could ask you a real question or I could just, you know, ask you the geek question. I'm going to ask you the geek question. What would you say if I were to say that this is a matter for the Senate? You know, in the hopes that he's going to say, I am the senator, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, and then like the audience laughed or whatever. He goes, I'd say next question. Like, oh, I was like, oh,
man.
Like, boo, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He overall seems to have, I mean, he's a more serious actor. He's a Shakespearean actor, but he seems to have a pretty good attitude about everything. But I was just really disappointed that.
See, it makes me wonder, like, maybe he didn't pick up on, like, it's possible. Know what I mean? You know, because...
Maybe, I mean, he is very removed from it.
Yeah, you know, and we, you know, and definitely all the people there have probably, you know, lived those movies and watched them several times, and they have, you know, they're passionate about it.
Well, you know, prequel means... there's a prequel memes subreddit on Reddit that is just brilliant.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh, they're amazing. And everything usually ends up going back to, have you ever heard the story of Dark Plagueis the Wise? Like I saw one yesterday and where it's like, you know, Samuel Jackson, it says, no, we have to kill him. He's too evil to be left to live. And Anakin cuts back to Anakin and Anakin's like, why don't we just cut off his hands? Then he couldn't shoot lightning or use his lightsaber. And then if he's found not guilty, we can just always give him robotic hands like everybody else has in the universe. And then Samuel Jackson's like, that's actually a pretty good idea. Samuel Jackson, while he was there, or I believe it was while he was there, did say that you never saw him die.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah.
And so he's willing to come back.
Dude. Man.
Because I always thought you pretty much landed.
Snoke is Mace Windu.
Yeah, dude. That would be crazy.
But you know what? Piggybacking on that, I was like, he always could have landed on a ship or like some sort of vehicle that was flying past, and someone nursed him back to health. And
And they could CGI up, age him, you know, appropriately, probably, you know.
And, you know, he had a wife and some kids, and they have the Force. And
no, there you go. Got, like, Mace Windu Jr.
That's right. Who could be, you know, Lando Calrissian. That's his granddaddy. I mean, that's his grandson. Lando's a Jedi!
What? I was a little disappointed that there hasn't been any mention of Lando yet.
Yeah, I think they're trying to save that for besides the Han Solo movie.
Yeah, but I mean, like in these, three, you know, because I mean, you know, Billy Dee would do it.
Would do it. I think
he doesn't look as spry as he used to, though.
No,
I don't know how he's doing.
I don't know if I've seen any recent.
Yeah, I've heard like at photo shoots, he just stays in a chair. Like,
oh really?
Yeah, stuff like that. I don't want to spread rumors about the guy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, he does voice work on Rebels, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I don't know. He was actually at Celebration on one of the panels, but really? I didn't see much of him. All right. I think we've exhausted that topic. Oh, king of the topics.
King of the topics.
Yeah. Is there anything else we want to talk about? I don't know.
We'll call you Hot Topic.
Hot Topic.
Hot Topic.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I think we owe someone some money now.
Yeah. We might. I don't know.
Either the company or Jim Gaffigan. Have we exhausted the trailers and everything?
We went through all the trailers. Yeah. Right now, we do have the season finale of Walking Dead.
Oh, we have that.
That we have not talked about. So
all right. So I couldn't believe that they killed Rick.
Right.
What? I haven't seen it yet, but
so yeah, there's okay. probably a lot that you haven't seen here.
Yeah,
so.
There's a lot. Yeah, but I mean, I've you know, in the age of the internet,
there's lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
Yeah, I've heard something about you know that making a pretty prominent presence in the season finale.
Yeah. So
the tiger that is
the catch up is this. Rick has made a deal with the garbage people. Did you see the garbage people?
No. I'd love, like, if I only watched the first two episodes of the
season. Have you ever seen an episode of The Walking Dead?
This is, like, about a bunch of people just walking around aimlessly at a library or something.
Walmart.
Right?
Yeah,
Walmart or something. Yeah. I've seen that, yeah.
Okay.
People of Walmart. No,
so, you know, obviously we've got Negan and the Saviors. Exhibiting control over their group, took all their guns.
I love guns.
Yeah, went through, took a bunch of their stuff. So they have to search for things. They've decided to fight back. Alexandria has. Long story short, they make a deal with some people who somehow, in the few years of the zombie apocalypse, have lost basic English skills and speak in some sort of Orwellian newspeak of. Skipping words.
Yeah, because it's like 2 years or something, right?
I think probably closer to four.
Four, really?
Yeah. Judith is starting to look older. She was just a fetus.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
I mean, she's not even Rick's. I mean...
Yeah. How many seasons is it now? It's like...
There's seven.
Seven? Okay. Yeah.
So, there's been a time skip in there too. The prison.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, they found these people with really bad haircuts that remind me a lot of the aliens on Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
But they speak. I don't know. That's the dumbest part of the season is the fact that they don't speak English correctly.
Yeah.
And
if this was like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, and they've lived around.
Then it's possible, yes.
But, I mean, they all have bad haircuts. It doesn't matter what color or creed, they all have this bad haircut. And it's like, who, what?
They all went with the Guy Gardner look.
Oh, my.
Like, all of them.
The worst of all haircuts.
It's like, you signed up for this, brother? What is wrong with you?
So they make a deal with them that, because they're looking for people, because... You know, the hilltop's dragging its feet, and
the kingdom
is dragging their feet. Nobody wants to fight. One thing leads to another. Everybody decides they pretty much got to fight. They get the garbage people their guns. They come to make a stand. And I guess we should say this. Eugene is living in the Savior's compound. Yes. Which is completely different than the comics. And he flat out says, I am Negan. So he's kind of, I wouldn't go as far to say on their side, but he's doing what he has to survive the way he always did. And Sasha goes to kill Negan. He gets captured. And then, so they allow Sasha to ride in a coffin to make the dramatic entrance to get them in the doors because he knew Rick was up to something.
Okay.
And Sasha has taken pills and has killed herself.
What?
And comes out a zombie.
And attacks Negan.
Really? Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. But then the garbage pail kids turn on Rick and his group and turn their guns on them from inside and let the saviors in. And so we get a new lineup. And this lineup just has Rick and Carl in it.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to kill your son in front of you.
And Rick Grimes, and it's Rick Grimes. And it says,
basically, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I'll make more. Well, he didn't say that, but.
I told you before, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But I'm going to kill you.
So that's how the season ends?
No.
Oh, okay. So.
No, he raises the bat, and the guy behind him gets attacked by a tiger.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Ah.
So, yeah, Shiva comes, the Hilltop arrives at the same time, and they fight him off. Negan drives away, fat middle finger salute on his way out of town.
I'll get you next time, G.I. Joe!
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty decent ending to the season. I really think that full season could have been a half season.
Yeah, I agree.
They spent so long just being beaten down every week by the Saviors that I think a lot of people lost interest in it.
Yeah.
But it picked up there at the end.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So probably next season is basically all at war.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? You guys...
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I really like the first season.
I think the season's probably been the strongest so far. Yeah.
I think with the storyline that they're going with now with the whole LMDs and that whole virtual world, I think that's kind of a little bit given some leeway into the comic world where, you know, we have the Secret Empire and Hydra's rising with the whole Captain America thing.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that when Daisy and Simmons go into the virtual world and they realize that their friends are all different and they're like trying to wonder like how can this happen. One of the things that was said was, a person's life can change just by one sentence.
Yeah.
The whole turn of what Fitz is in this virtual world is kind of scary, and you think you know a person, but in that same regard, when
it's the same way I thought I knew you until we started talking about racism and feminism.
Really? Yeah. The thing I like about it, too, is, like, even in that virtual world where they just kind of flip everything around, mm-hmm. and, you know, Hydra's in control of everything.
Correct.
You see where Hydra plays, like, such a big, prominent role in that virtual world. And
right.
I like the fact that they added Madam Hydra to it.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool. Yeah. It's kind of...
Ada becomes...
Yeah. It's cool how they just kind of...
Push it up, Madam Hydra.
You're like, oh, they're doing this. So I more stuff like that is what they need to do. And
right.
I've,
I like the fact they got the band back together because the one agent who died in what, season two, when the Inhumans, he was when they went into the tomb and they discovered the crystals, the Inhuman crystals, and he was one of the first ones that got exposed.
He came back,
and then you know you got Ward, in the virtual, which is, I'm still trying to understand how she, Ada slash Madame Hydra, was influenced by Hydra.
Because
essentially,
I'm not really sure either how they, because all we know really is that she got a hold of the Darkhold, got all this kind of stuff, and then just kind of went her own route.
Right, she got hold of the Darkhold.
Yeah,
like the evil book.
What the heck? This season's been really, it's because it started out with Ghost Rider.
Oh,
the Darkhold played such a prominent role in
the first half of this.
I know. That's why this season's been like the best season so far. And
the thing was, like, her, the doctor who created her wasn't really a Hydra agent. In fact, when he made the virtual reality, it was kind of to help people.
Yeah, he had good intentions.
I mean, he went about it most of the time the wrong way, but it wasn't like he was a bad, evil person.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the Darkhold kind of corrupted Ada and kind of made her.
But it's kind of like, how do you get Hydra?
Yeah, I don't know either.
And it's like, we got to have Hydra somewhere.
I can accept that.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good season.
It's been a pretty good season.
It really has. And I think it sounds like it's going to get another season.
Yes.
So.
I honestly think they need to put a show, if they don't move it to 9 o'clock, if they keep it at 10, there's got to be a show in front of it that kind of helps it ushers in and keeps them there.
Yeah.
Because it's basically comedy, 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 and has nothing to do with Marvel.
Yeah. Well, and I think
they should do the half-hour MODOK comedy show.
Dude, I would totally watch that. That'd be awesome.
It's not quite stand-up comedy because he's floating around in the chair.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
But they're talking about, I think, Inhumans for the fall.
Yeah.
Because they're going to make that a series. So I think Maybe they will do that. They'll have like an Inhumans.
I'd also still love to see like a reality show about Dr. Doom's day to day life.
Dude. Yeah. What does he like, really
it's called
constantly?
I'm with Doom.
What does he do when he has to go to the bathroom? I mean, he's got to take a shower at times, right? I mean.
And like, Doom, he has a different assistant every episode because he always kills him.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that. Somebody needs to make that.
That would be great.
Instead of who killed Kenny, who killed his assistant? Doom did. Come on.
Arm Doom.
So, but that's been pretty good.
Yeah.
The Powerless, I've liked that show too.
I still haven't watched anything except the first one.
Oh, it's pretty entertaining. The then there's the new show I think I mentioned to you guys before where it's on Hulu, the Dimension 404.
Yep.
And it's kind of like an anthology type show, like The Twilight Zone. I think so far, as of right now, I think there's only 5 episodes.
Okay.
They release like a new episode every Tuesday. The quality of each episode is hit or miss, but they've had like Patton Oswalt on one episode and stuff like that. So it's gone different routes, and I think Chris's stomach's going to be on an episode.
I've been drinking a lot of soda and I'm very hungry, so
I could get you a candy bar maybe.
I don't know.
But and I've been entertained by that Dimension 404.
Dimension 404 in my stomach right now.
Yeah, right. Food not found. Oh man. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think I don't know if there's anything else really.
We can we're gonna just touch up a little bit.
Comics
secret,
right? Yeah,
yeah. It, out this week is the Secret Empire issue number 0, which is going to start the whole Captain America coming out to the world and being a Hydra agent. If Marvel, I think Marvel really wants to shake up the Marvel Universe, because, you know, everyone knows that Captain America, it was always one of the trusted superheroes of all time, no matter what universe it is. But with this new storyline, it's going to turn everyone on their head. If it's done right, it's going to be a really, really good story. If it's done wrong, then it will be Marvel's New 52.
Is it Bendis?
Let's see.
I feel like he writes everything that's big in Marvel.
No, writing is Nick Spencer, who's also writing Sam Wilson's Captain America. So he's kind of been the front of the whole Captain America's and Avengers thing. Gotcha. So it will be interesting. And I was kind of doing some research for Secret Empire before getting the issue. And going back to Civil War II, there is, I think it's issue maybe 4 or 5, where the Inhuman that can see through the future has a vision of Miles Morales, Spider-Man, looks like he killed Captain America. And so
that Miles Morales killed Captain America.
Yeah.
What?
And so that led up to the whole Iron Man versus Mrs. Marvel fighting in Washington, which eventually put Iron Man in a coma. Huh. And his brain activity is somewhere in the cloud somewhere. So that's where that left off at. So as I was doing the research, Captain America back then in Civil War was this Hydra agent. And the reason how he became this Hydra agent is because when he lost his youth and he was an old man, and when he got his youth back in another different storyline, the being that gave him his youth back was taught by Red Skull. And Red Skull fed the information that Hydra was good. So when gave Captain America his youth back, it also changed basically his history to just be a Hydra agent, but be that Hydra's good. So hence why we're fast forward to Secret Empire and where Captain America is a Hydra agent.
So has that just changed in his mind, or has it actually changed in that universe? Like that in that universe's events?
All the events that you know of still happen, but it's more of him being, and I think there were different issues of Captain America, Steve Rogers' Captain America, that highlights some of the different adventures that Captain America, that we all know, had, and more of the mindset of him being the Hydra agent than him being Captain America. So, like I said, it has the potential, if it's done right.
Yeah. I'm not going to just, you know, the initial impressions when they said that, oh, Captain America's been a Hydra agent this whole time. Immediately, I was just like, no, it's the worst comic book idea ever.
Like I said,
I'd give it a shot, see how the story plays out. I mean, I'm like, the initial idea, I don't really care for it a whole lot.
I just didn't take it seriously as a full-out retcon.
I can't imagine it being that.
I just feel like it's tainted by...
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I said, I was like, this could either be like, oh, you know what, that was an interesting take that people have, or that was the New 52, and now we have to sit out a comic called Rebirth and fix everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the problem with comics, and DC had it. That's why when I was little, I had a bigger problem with DC than I did Marvel. It's because Marvel was younger. And, you know, you have to every so often redo the universe, or else the things that you've done don't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
because there's such a back catalog of stories and everything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, that is out. We also have, there's a new storyline for Batman.
Batman's going to meet his daddy.
What?
And Batman starting issue 21 of the Rebirth. It has the Flash and Batman, and they're holding
each other.
Oh yeah, they are holding each other in a warm embrace.
It's DC Universe Rebirth.
Damn, yeah.
Holding the smiley pen from Watchmen. So
That's going to be interesting to see how they incorporate that into that. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that yet. The Watchmen by itself is just so good to stand alone and stuff. And I wonder how Alan Moore feels about it. I'm sure he hates it.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life. He probably just has his typical, I don't care. I did what I did, and it was awesome, and everything you're going to do is sucks, and I don't even know about it.
This is probably very true,
The fact, that even whenever they make what I think is a pretty good adaption of his stuff, like V for Vendetta, they still won't see it. Indicates to me that he just doesn't care. He's above such things.
It's kinda, I can't imagine having that mindset.
Whatever happened to the writer of Tomorrow? That was a geeky thing to say. I might have gone too far.
No, that's a great Superman story.
That's a great Superman story.
I love that story.
and the storyline for this Batman is the Button. This is the story arc name of the whole
the
story.
The Button,
Part One.
Oh,
so that starts out
the Button.
The Button. And if you like some street level crime fighting and king
I love some street level.
What I really wanted is I would like an African hero and a glam rock band most popular in the late 80s.
Well, we got that for you.
Oh, tell me about it.
Together.
Marvel has come out with the comic The Black Panther and the Crew.
Yes.
That is...
Shout out Wakanda.
That's right.
So what superpower does Vince Neil have?
Of awesomeness.
Yeah, of awesomeness.
So you got
Black... I would say teleportation. Yeah. Because anytime he wants, he can go.
Yeah.
Home sweet home.
The home? Oh, man. I was going to say the ability to consume... a great deal amount of drugs and to be completely unaffected by it.
I would go with Nikki Six, the ability to die of a drug overdose and then do drugs later the same night. And we all know what Tommy Lee Jones' superpower is. He's like Nightcrawler with a
his tail isn't in the back.
In up truck.
He has the ability to drive a boat with no hands.
I love you, baby.
Oh man! But Black Panther and the Crew.
Oh, the '90s.
Is featuring Misty Knight, Storm, Luke Cage, and Manifold. That's the only one I don't know.
Yeah, it's the only one I don't know.
Apparently, Manifold is a teleporter. So, they are going to be trying to clean up the streets of Harlem because there used to be a crew back in the 60s and 70s of superheroes who kept Harlem safe, and one of them, the leader, has died in a prison cell. Now times. He was an older man and he was killed in the prison cell. So things are starting to unravel in Harlem due to all the things that are happening in both the Avengers, Captain America, Sam Wilson's Captain America. So this is all coming to a head. So all of it's connected.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. So what, check out...
I just had a curiosity. The Black Panther and Storm, do they have ties to Harlem?
Yes. Actually,
that's a good question because
I mean, it could be, I mean, you know, there's decades that I haven't been following them at this point. But
well, I know both Storm and I know Black Panther used to hang out in Hell's Kitchen when Daredevil was gone. It was after what is that storyline with Daredevil?
I'm surprised there's no Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is in there.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, Luke Cage is there. Misty Knight is there, so they both are Harlem.
Okay,
yeah,
I heard you say Misty Knight. I didn't hear Luke Cage. Yeah.
So like I said, I don't know too much about Manifold, but
seems like when you know for street level fighting, Storm is a little bit. That's like bringing the bazooka.
Well, into a knife fight, right? Yeah.
Well, that's it, you know. She's like, so I'm kind of curious how that dynamic is, especially the history between Black Panther and Storm, which used to be married, and it's kind of like, I kind of was.
Oh, they're not married anymore.
They are not married anymore. That was due to the events of X-Men versus Avengers.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does Forge fit in all of this?
Forge? Forge.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't thought of Forge at all.
I know. Forge, I haven't thought of. I was thinking of the many loves of Aurora Monroe, and
he was actually last seen in Inhumans versus X-Men. He created a machine that can destroy the Inhuman terror cloud.
And, oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, and then some of the younger Inhumans kind of incapacitated him until they realized, oh, this is what the X-Men are doing. They're trying to survive because if the cloud covers, gets to a certain point in the atmosphere, it's going to cover the whole Earth, and all mutants are either going to get sick or die, and they would have to leave Earth because that cloud is poisonous to the X gene.
Hmm.
So that's the whole premise of X-Men versus Inhumans. But we'll talk about that another time.
There you go. All right.
So, all right. That's my comics.
All right. I think that's a good recap of...
is that all of our issues? Events.
I think that might be all of our issues. I did read some of the new Hellblazer stuff.
Yeah.
DC has come out with. I like it. I don't think it's... it's not Garth Ennis.
I'm really digging Infamous Iron Man.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
I know Sam read that, so...
Yeah, it's piqued my interest too. I kind of want to check that out too. Yes. Infamous Iron Man. Just the plot of it, everything about it sounds good. Even the stuff that I don't really remember that I knew about, like Doom's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
we'll get into that again.
Yes. So.
Turns out that everybody's just Doom's mom's bot.
I knew it. His mom's name is Martha.
Oh, we come right back.
No! Full circle. See what we did there. Oh, man. All right. I guess that's it for our issues.
All right.
So, thanks for listening. Check us out at allmyissues.com.
And on Facebook at allmyissues.
I don't even know our email address anymore because we have a new one.
Yes. Info.
We still have two, I guess.
Yeah, we still have two. Info at allmyissues.com. And the other email you have, you can email Chris's stomach. I don't know if that's coming across. It's probably just funny for us.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. and then check us out on our YouTube channel, too. Just look for All My Issues. Then you can see us there real soon. All right.
Later.
Later.